to the special simulcast of the Neil Hilly Show and Author's Corner. But I first want to welcome one of my co-hosts, because we're interviewing Frank Fiore, Paul Hollis. Paul, we have an amazing guest. We're going to talk cyber kill, but we're also going to talk singularity. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing great. And welcome, Frank. For those who don't know, is a multi-genre,
multi-everything
kind of a guy, and a great writer.
And Paul is dealing with the eclipse. Guys, the eclipse came 3 days early. Get to Ohio, get to Paul's house. There you go. But our guest is Frank Fiore. Frank, cyberkill. Part of what you do is you predict the future, don't you, Frank? We talked about this as an entrepreneur this week, that you're able to predict the future, what's going to happen next.
Well, I guess we're moving toward this concept of singularity. That's where computer intelligence surpasses that of humans, right? And we're already starting to do that with AI. You're seeing some examples of that. But can singularity actually replace humans? Or let's put it this way, can humanity be placed inside a singularity, a robot or something to that effect? That's the question that's supposed to be seen. There's the philosophical question about the singularity and intelligence is that human beings are made up of not just intelligence. And there's an emotional aspect to us. And that emotional aspect directs the narrative of the intelligence. And if you have people programming the singularity or setting it out to let it become itself, to let it grow into whatever we want to become, and if you miss out on the emotional background, then you're not really creating a human replacement. You're creating some sort of cold hard intelligence that's not necessarily going to replace the human intelligence if you don't get that emotional content in along with it.
And that's so key. You're so right about that. Will there be singularity to the point where AI of artificial intelligence be more intelligent than us? I had a conversation with one of my clients on this, his book's coming out, cannot mention his name right now till I will at one point. And he said to me, Neil, it will. Elon Musk says it will. And that means, if we're not as intelligent as AI, as robots, Frank, how do we survive, eat anything when we reach this in about 10 years?
Well, again, it's to quote Arthur C. Clarke, said humanity is going to invent artificial intelligence someday, and that'll be the last thing it would be allowed to invent. So do you see the threat that's there? And to me, I want to see more the emotional aspect of intelligence, how the programmers are going to work with that. And you don't see that now. All you see is pure unadulterated intelligence that's giving information back to you. And until we see that emotional component to artificial intelligence, then all we have is just still a very cold-hearted logic. And I haven't seen any emotional aspect to AI yet. I see people that they program a certain way to behave a certain way, but behavior is not necessarily emotions, and it's not necessarily intelligence. So it's going to be very fascinating to see how they move toward this. And in Cyberkill 2, which we're working on, you see the artificial intelligence agent trying to reach into the real world and become a sentient being that's more than just a piece of code. And that's what there are organizations today that are talking about creating a singularity where you don't need anybody else or any kind of philosophy or narrative to live by. And again, it's up to the people who are doing the programming to see what they're going to come out with. There are scenes of where they're asking about love and about attractions and things like that, and the results are very, very, very cold and surprising. And trying to define love and what that AI thinks right. It is.
Yeah, and it's like, oh man, because what will happen? Why is Elon and Altman so hell-bent thinking we're in trouble? Yes, jobs are going to be eliminated. However, people are going to evolve and become more efficient. My concern for anyone watching and listening to this right now is if they say, I don't like AI, I'm going to ignore AI, you're going to become a dinosaur. You will become a dinosaur. It's the same thing. You know what? That email thing, I don't know if I want to use that email thing. Well, if you didn't do that email thing, you would have been left behind. Same thing with a computer. I think that our schools are going to have to change the way we teach kids. I think that we're going to have to teach people that are doing just manual labor and never building intelligence that you're going to be replaced because we're going to replace you with a robot. So our schools cannot have these people we're going to track that are good with their hands anymore. They're going to have somebody managing them that's good with their hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if you move toward that singularity where it says that humanity doesn't have control over it anymore, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't think we're going to get into a situation where whatever we create is going to superimpose their will upon the human people that made it. There's a lot of science fiction stories about that, movies, and what it's supposed to look like. But when it comes right down to it, you have to, you may be able to pull the plug if necessary. But I don't know. I don't know how they're going to get, again, going back to what I said before, I don't know how they're going to interweave the emotion into it, because human beings do not just not computers. Whatever they experience, whatever comes out of their brain, is colored by emotion. And we know so little about emotions anyway. We know that they can be crazy for people. And if it drives humans crazy, imagine what it's going to do to drive AI crazy. What's the end result?
I think we're jumping too quickly with AI till robots are created. Once all the manual labor jobs are done with AI and everything, I mean, with robots doing everything for us, every human being having a robot in their house that's doing all our manual labor, our cleaning, our cooking, our everything, in every restaurant be a robot, and every police officer being a robot, except with one intelligent person controlling 5 to 10 robots. When that happens, then everybody's going to have to come together and said, maybe teachers too becoming robots, come together and say, how can we become a more intelligent country? How can we know that we, when we go to school, we have to go strive for the most amazing intelligence, but also the most amazing ability to lead? If we aren't creating leaders, the leaders are the only ones going to be around. Everyone else is going to just sit at home. They made a comment, one guy was like, billionaire, said, well, you know what? Most people are just going to sit at home and get a check. Well, AI and robots will be doing everything. What purpose is that to live? So if you are sitting here right now listening to this, I recommend you become more intelligent. I recommend you learn new things. I recommend you become more technologically advanced. And I recommend you compete with AI. What AI can do, you need to go sit down and go to ChatGPT and not ask a basic question. Ask them the job you're performing right now today. Okay, the job you're performing today, and see if AI can do it for you. And if they can't, you better become better than they are. That should be your litmus test right now, right, Frank?
Yeah, and then you're going to have to deal with the situation. How do you program an emotion? How do you program honesty? How do you program an integrity?
I think it's already seeing this. It got mad at me a few times. It's building emotion. It's going to figure that out. That's happening. All right. Yeah,
how is it going to respond? If he responds to emotion as a threat, if you're saying, hey, you know, whatever you want to say, and it comes back with some sort of an anger, and you got anger, yeah, it's an emotion, but then you got anger coming in from a pre-programmed intelligence code. So I still like to see how they're going to do that, because they haven't been able to do that yet.
All right. FrankFiore.com. Pick up CyberKill today. Appreciate it, Frank.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, that's special Simulcast, the Neil Haley Show and Author's Corner. Guys, take care.